Welcome to Local Matters. We're here today talking with Brandon Loftus, a licensed skincare therapist right here in Cookeville at Skin Deep. Thank you for coming on the show today, Brandon.
It's awesome to be here with you.
All right, let's get into a little bit about what you do. What does a skincare therapist do for your skin?
Well, I know this word's hard for you to say, but it's esthetician.
We're not going there.
I do chemical peels, facials, waxing, microdermabrasions, eyelash tinting. I'm also a certified laser technician. I do microneedling. I'm certified in microblading. I do full body scrub and muds. Like, I do it all. Anything with skin, pretty much I can do.
Wow. I did not know that your product list was that extensive.
Yeah, it's huge.
That is super impressive. How did you end up in skincare?
Oh, goodness. To make a long story short, I was a counselor for juvenile delinquents before this job.
Really?
Yes. And I was super stressed out, and I went and had a facial, and I fell in love. And I said, you know what? This is my life direction. And so I went back to school and became an esthetician.
And as far as where you went to school, how does someone become a licensed esthetician?
So in the state of Tennessee, it takes about a year. I went to Middle Tennessee School of Cosmetology, and then I didn't feel like I had enough education. So I went and took weekend classes at the Dermal Institute in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I also did a 2-year internship to become a licensed instructor for skincare in the state of Tennessee at the Salon Professional Academy in Nashville.
Wow. Okay, so that's quite the list of credentials. Now, just like everyone has favorite parts of their job and parts that they kind of don't like so much, tell me about the ups and downs.
The ups and downs. Well, I'll be honest with you. My job is amazing. I meet some of the most awesome people in the entire world, and I get to connect with them on a level that most people don't get to connect with. So that's what I look forward to, is getting to connect with my patients or my clients. The thing I don't like is the bookkeeping.
Oh, yeah. The bookkeeping is brutal.
Yes, it is. It is awful. But thank goodness I have some amazing support staff that help me with that.
So as a skincare specialist and a skin therapist, I know that there's probably a lot of things you see come through your door where someone has tried to do some kind of treatment at home or, you know, something to that effect, and it just hasn't worked out. What are some things that you would say to our listeners, do not do this at home?
Well, actually, this last month, I've had a couple of people that have ordered chemical peels off of Amazon and have followed the directions at home and have burnt themselves up. That is something that should not be sold online, and a licensed professional should be the only one doing that. Also, there's a lot of gimmicky stuff that people waste their money on, mm-hmm. And you can tell if it's gimmicky. Mm-hmm. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Oh, yeah. For those of you just joining us, we're here today talking with Brandon Loftus, a licensed skincare therapist right here in Cookeville at Skin Deep. So along with things that people shouldn't do at home, of course, there's the gimmicky things. There's, you know, what are your feelings on like the charcoal face masks and things like that that have become really popular?
You know, I say if it works for you, use it.
Okay.
Because everybody's skin is different.
Very true.
The charcoal helps purify and that kind of stuff. I don't think it's hurting anybody. I think it's probably helping. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell all my patients, you know, don't go out and spend a fortune on products and have 5 billion different things in your vanity, because you're never going to use them. Right. Find what works for you. Come to a licensed professional and let's talk and see what's working for you, what's not, instead of going out and just spending a huge fortune on skincare products.
Very true. And as far as some things that people can do at home that are simple tips that actually do help. Any of those that you have for our listeners today?
Yes. All you ladies out there, do not sleep in your makeup. Oh my goodness. You wouldn't believe how hard it is to get people to wash their face at night before they go to bed. And then I have people complaining they have so many blackheads and they have acne, but they're sleeping in their makeup. So mm-hmm. just cleanse that off before you go to bed. I always tell everybody, simple is usually best unless you have an issue as acne or some crazy aging things that are bothering you. Simple is usually the best tactic for everything.
So if you had one product that was your favorite?
Well, my favorite product in the entire world is hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
It's a product, Skin Medica is my favorite, HA5, and it has five forms of hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid absorbs whatever you put on afterwards, and it keeps your skin hydrated. And hyaluronic acid is naturally found in our body already.
Okay, so it's definitely something that's not going to hurt you in any way, shape, or
form. No, not at all. It's amazing.
Huh. And what would you use something like that for?
For hydration. If you're having issues with aging, you know, as we get older, our skin normally gets a little drier. Mm-hmm. Or if you're having thyroid issues, normally your skin's a little drier. Or like with me working in with steam, I can't wear a lot of moisturizer during the day or it just kind of melts off my face. So right. I put hyaluronic acid on and I'm good to go.
For those of you who are just jumping in, we're talking today with Brandon Loftus, a licensed skincare therapist right here in Cookeville at Skin Deep. So you mentioned a lot of different treatments in the beginning. Where do I start? Pick one and let's go over what these different things do.
Okay. Well, I would start by doing a free consultation.
Okay.
Because everybody is different.
Exactly.
And your needs are different. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we could go a multitude of routes. I would probably say if you don't want to do the free consultation, start off with an hour facial. It's relaxing. Plus, it helps your skin. You get just an amazing, you ever felt like a marshmallow and you're floating? That's kind of what a facial does and kind of takes you away from the stressors of the world. Plus, you're going to have beautiful skin.
Well, and I would imagine that if someone doesn't want to do the consultation, it gives you a chance to really get to know their skin before you decide to go any other direction with it.
Yes, it does. A facial's the best way. That way I can get to know your skin. And then, you know, I'm not a used car salesman. Sorry, used car salesmen out there. But like, I like to be honest and both of us come up with a plan and see kind of where you want to go, what your needs are. One of my consultation questions is, when you look in the mirror, what are some things that you would like to change about your skin? And that question helps me so much to know what you need.
Mm-hmm. What direction someone wants to go. Yes. And how quickly they think they can get there.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, realistically, you know, nothing happens overnight. You know, your skin is the way it is because it got to where it's at by everything that happened to you in life. You know, everything you ate, everything you were exposed to, how much sun, you know, all of those different things.
And I know you well, so I know that you're from the inside out and I'm from the outside in, you know, and everything can affect your skin. Environmental things affect your skin. What you consume affects your skin. So, you know, I think it's approach of both, making sure that you're eating healthy, making sure that you're living healthy.
Yeah. And I have no idea how to go from the outside in. I just tell people to eat good food and, you know, the results will eventually work their way to the outside.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, like if you take 100 milligrams of vitamin C is amazing for your skin.
Oh, yeah.
Only about 2% of that or less mm-hmm. gets to your skin.
Yep.
So that's why topically applying vitamin C, if you've had some sun damage, is amazing because then it can absorb.
Yeah. And putting it on top on like directly where it's needed, of course, you're going to get much faster results rather than just eating it in a pill or a supplement or just upping your intake of oranges.
Yes.
Yeah. And as far as things like microdermabrasion and things of that nature, explain that to me because it's something I kind of know about, but don't really know what it is.
Okay. Well, microdermabrasion is a non-invasive treatment, and non-invasive means no downtime.
Okay.
Okay. And what we do is we use crushed diamonds. So, you know, diamonds are a girl's best friend and men's. And it takes off the crusty layers of the skin. It's not uber deep, but it does help with the overall feel of the skin.
Tell me a little more about microneedling.
Microneedling is my favorite treatment to do. I have seen people that have had surgeries and like had knee replacements, mm-hmm. I have seen their scars completely gone. People that had horrible acne growing up with the pits in their skin, I have seen those smooth out. It is amazing. So what it does is you're numbed, okay? And then okay. I use this machine, and we use the skin pin. It's the only FDA-approved machine on the market.
Okay.
And it uses needles, and it goes all the way down to the dermis. And it brings up your own blood. And, of course, that has human growth factors in it, all that kind of stuff. And it's good for you. The downtime is minimal. So when you leave the treatment, you look crazy, right. for real.
Okay.
And then the next day, you look like you've had a little mild sunburn. And then after that, you look fine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it takes 3 treatments to see the full result.
Okay. That is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is my favorite treatment.
That is a term that I've heard a lot, microneedling, but I did not actually know fully what it was.
And if you go on YouTube and stuff like that and look at stuff, the treatment can kind of scare people because there's a lot of people that are doing things they shouldn't be doing with microneedling, mm-hmm. or using products they shouldn't be using with microneedling. And I try to tell people, don't look at YouTube. Just come and talk to a professional.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to talk more with Brandon when we get back right after this.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We're here today with Brandon Loftus, a licensed skincare therapist right here in Cookeville, Tennessee at Skin Deep. So we talked a lot about different treatments that you have. Let's get into the rest of the body. So far, I think we've gone over mostly the face.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as waxing goes, pros, cons, how much does it really hurt? Can you use lidocaine? Should you be drunk?
You know, anytime you get waxed, it's going to hurt. I mean, you're ripping wax off the body. Now, I just do facial waxing. I don't enjoy waxing the body, so I've taken that out of my menu. But Hillary, that works with me at Skin Deep, she loves doing body waxings, and she is amazing at it.
Just out of curiosity, any difference that you know of between sugaring and waxing, aside from the direction you're pulling the hair out in?
Sugaring supposedly doesn't hurt as bad. I personally have had both of the services done, and I can't tell that big of a difference. I enjoy waxing, and Hillary enjoys waxing. And she's also a licensed esthetician.
Okay. All right. Good to know. And the full body scrub and mud.
Oh my goodness. That it is heaven on earth.
It does sound heavenly.
So you come in, you stay modest during the whole treatment.
Okay.
You can wear your bathing suit or your underclothing, or I keep you, and I keep you draped really well as best as possible. And it's a treatment for the whole body, and it's using Dead Sea salts, mud, masks, and you leave. And I didn't tell you this, but I have a private shower in my room. Mm-hmm. So that way, when you're done, you can take a shower. Your skin feels like a baby's bottom.
Ooh,
it is great.
In the beginning of the interview, when we were going over all your credentials, you mentioned you were a certified laser technician. So other than being qualified to be in a Star Wars movie, what exactly is that for?
So it's I just deal with laser hair removal. Laser hair removal picks up only pigmented hair. Okay. So it will not pick up white, blonde, or gray. You can do laser hair removal anywhere on the body except for underneath your eyebrows. It's too close to your eyes.
I would imagine that would hurt.
Well, it kind of feels like a little rubber band popping you, but you get used to it.
Is it kind of like when you go and get a tattoo, like the longer you're being tattooed, the more your skin acclimates to that level of pain?
It does. And okay. Also, we have state-of-the-art lasers. So we have one laser that has a chiller on it, and it blows out freezing cold air the whole time. So it kind of helps numb that a little bit.
Oh, wow.
And then our other laser actually shoots out like liquid nitrogen. So it kind of helps freeze the skin so you don't feel it.
Huh. That's very interesting. And with laser hair removal, I know there are a lot of stories that you hear. Again, not saying that I went to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But I might have Googled it once or twice. What kind of results can someone expect from that? Because it seems to be all over the map.
It is. And everybody's different. Even the skin tone. Someone's skin tone depends on what laser we can use on you. So the darker the skin tone, the harder it is to kind of remove the hair.
Okay.
Because the lasers, we have... This is going too technical, but we have the YAG and the Alexandrite. The YAG is for darker skin tone people, and the Alexandrite is for the lighter skin tone people. And the lighter skin tone people, it's easier to remove the hair.
Well, I would imagine because you said it doesn't pick up on blonde, white, or gray. So obviously the color of the hair is something that it's picking up on. So the more pigmented your skin is, the closer it is to your hair.
Yes.
Okay, so my logical leap on that was not far off. Okay, good to know.
Yeah, you did good.
Good to know.
And you have to have multiple treatments. It's not a one and you're done.
Right.
You with the laser, you lose about 20% of the hair or so per treatment.
Okay.
So it is multiple treatments. We sell them in packages of 5. That does not mean you'll be done in 5, but then we go to touch-up mode.
Okay. Well, for those of you just joining us today, we're talking with Brandon Loftus, a licensed skincare therapist right here in Cookeville, Tennessee at Skin Deep. Let's talk about results. As you've said many times, everybody has different skin, different skin tone, different levels of melanin, all different kinds of things, based on how you eat, what you've been exposed to, where you grew up. There are so many variables. What kind of results can someone expect with a treatment? Let's say something... involving clearing up acne.
Okay. Acne is a hard one because there's all different kinds of things that can cause acne.
Mm-hmm.
Acne is caused by, I'm using the layman's term, but P. acne bacteria that lives down in the sebaceous glands and it feeds off our oil. And that's what causes the bump is the actual bacteria. So there's a lot of different ways to treat it. I have a lot of teenagers that their parents bring to me at an early age to kind of keep this, keep their acne under control. Hormones, your diet, not cleansing good, all are part of the acne issue. And a lot of parents think, oh, my kid's not washing their face. That's why they have all this acne. But sometimes you can be overwashing and stripping too much off the skin. So it's kind of a balance. That's why a professional, needs to look at them and kind of see what's going on and treat the whole body.
And so, I'm aware of how to treat acne from the inside of the body because, from a health coach standpoint, it's a gut health issue. Your immune system gets to decide what kind of bacteria and how much of it gets to live on your skin.
Right.
So, I look at it from a food-based problem. Looking at it from a skin-based problem, what are some really simple things people can try at home without hurting themselves, of course, and within reason, some simple things that they can try. And, in the event that that doesn't work, maybe move on to do a consultation with you.
I tell people to always make sure they're double cleansing their skin. So the first time that you cleanse, you're just kind of moving around the dirt on the outside. Okay. The second time you cleanse, you get a little bit more into the pores, especially if you're a makeup wearer.
Okay.
I am a witch hazel addict. I think witch hazel is amazing. It's uber cheap. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think it's wonderful at restoring kind of the pH level of the skin. The pH level of the skin, hair, and nails is a 4.5 to a 5.5. So it's mildly acidic. Everything that we put on our skin takes our skin back to a base. And then our skin is fighting all day to get that acid mantle back. And that acid mantle is what protects us from bacteria overgrowth and environmental issues, you know. So, you know, making sure that we're not always keeping our skin at a base level and keeping it as close to 4.5 to a 5.5 as we can.
Okay. And what is the pH of witch hazel?
The witch hazel is pretty, I mean, it's not a base and it's not all the way to a 4.5 to a 5.5, but it gives our skin a running start.
Well, for those of you who are just joining us again today, we're talking with Brandon Loftus, a licensed skincare therapist right here in Cookeville, Tennessee at Skin Deep. So you are you're at a medical spa.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So as far as the other treatments you have available there, that you may or may not do yourself, you already mentioned that you've got waxing and Hillary mm-hmm. does that. What other services would you have at a medical spa that you may not have somewhere else?
Well, Stephanie Pippin is the owner of the medical spa. She's a registered nurse. Dr. Pippin, probably everyone in Cookeville knows him. He's a gynecologist, and he is our medical director. Stephanie does Botox injections. She does Juvederm, which helps kind of plump your lips. She does cheek injections, which I actually have because I felt like my face was kind of sagging as I was losing weight. And then she does Kybella, which Kybella helps get rid of the double chin on people. She is just an amazing woman. We also have Melanie. She's a certified laser technician. Her favorite thing to do is IPL. And IPL is, it gets rid of sun damage.
Ooh.
So it helps pick up red and it helps pick up brown. It's an amazing treatment. She is great. And she also loves to do lash lifts. So lash lifts, what they are... It's kind of like, I don't want to use the word perm, but that's the only way I know how to describe it. But it kind of perms your lashes up and mm-hmm. it tints them too. So it always looks like your lashes are curled and tinted as dark as they can. And it's beautiful. And then Hillary also, Hillary's my work wife, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Hillary does eyelash extensions.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of things under one roof.
Oh my goodness. We do it all.
Huh. And as far as some of the things that you've seen that are most effective, looking at the anti-aging treatments that you have, because everyone wants to know about anti-aging yeah. treatments, what's the most effective one you've seen in your opinion?
Well, you know, we start aging at conception.
Right.
Aging's a natural part of life. Mm-hmm. So I say if we can just kind of slow it down. The biggest way to keep our skin from aging so fast is to make sure we're protecting it from the sun and we're keeping it hydrated. My favorite treatment for anti-aging, if you're already, you know, to the point to where you're actually visually seeing the aging on your skin, is chemical peels.
And as far as the most effective treatment for dark spots, because I know a lot of people with sun damage and, you know, things of that nature, dark spots are a really big deal. I mean, my family lived in Florida for 15 years. You can't get away from the sun if you wanted to.
Right.
So, you know, what is something that you've seen that's most effective for that?
So there are so many treatments for sunspots and sun damage. We like to do kind of a treatment plan with it. And it's using retinols. Retinols are vitamin A derivatives. You use those at nighttime. I tell people to start off slow and then increase. Vitamin C in the morning. You never want to mix retinols and vitamin C together, so use them at opposite times, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then also doing laser on the sunspots, and then a month later doing a chemical peel.
Okay.
Because laser takes the pigment out of the skin, and so we don't want to reverse it and have like a line of demarcation.
Right.
And, you know, and then the chemical peel smooths everything out. That's my favorite at home and in office treatment.
Okay. That's awesome. So in wrapping this up, how do people get a hold of you? Let's get some contact info. Do you have social media?
Yes. So we have it all. You can find me personally at The Skin Guru on Facebook. That's what people know me as. Most people don't even know my name anymore, to be honest with you. And then our telephone number is 931-372-SKIN. And then skin is 7546. The email is skindeepcookville@gmail.com. And then you can also follow Skin Deep on Facebook. And it's just Skin Deep Cookeville. And one last thing, I just like to let people know that even though I'm in the beauty industry, when I see each one of my patients, you're beautiful like you are.
Very true. Well, thank you for being here today on Local Matters.